Blog Talk Radio.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, Ketamawi Hadis Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Feel the same. Yes, angels, angels, send the flame, lighting the lights. Here, here, a reptile. Good evening here at the fifth day. First of all, in the fourth day's podcast, it's on a live stream. There was a, I guess we call it a catastrophic outage of the Wi-Fi services, you know, the router and everything just went down and took a while. And what happened on the StreamYard side is that it ended. Usually if there's a little difficulty, you know what I mean, signing out the StreamYard, it'll kind of still be there. You know, one can enter in again, but because of the outage, they probably was working on something, you know, Optimum. We get Optimum over here, working on this or that, the next thing. It just knocked everything out, and therefore the podcast kind of ended early, about an hour earlier. Wasn't able to get in the folds of Psalm 33, but hopefully, you know, we'll return to that psalm and do a breakdown and a build on Psalm 33. But here for the Thursday, upper room of Zion podcast right here. We have Psalm 65 here. We're in the 41st sabbatical study, Parashat Phinehas, right here in the season, reason for the season, going to build on that. We're giving thanks and praise, give thanks, Miskana here from the Miskana session, Sister Bridget and Ras Mulata right here in Miskana. Give thanks.
When they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me.
Yes, Ross Batch right there. Give thanks for life. Right there. The evening psalm here for the fifth day. One should be familiar, Psalm 81. Here, Psalm
81.
Evening psalm, fifth day.
Mizmor pe aleph lam natseyah al haggittit le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength.
Uzzenu, 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 uzzenu. Harninu l'Elohim, uzzenu, 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 uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
L'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied,
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Bokoyan Hamishi, it is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha al Hagetit La Asaf Haninu Lelohim Uze Haru Lelohe Yaakov Su Zemra Utnetov Kino Naim Elnavel Tiku Vahoresh Shofa Bakese Leyom Hage Ki Ho La Yisrael Hu Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihosef Sam Bezit Alweet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasiroti Misavel Shikum Kape Midud Tavona Batzara, Karata, Vahalze, Im, Basita, Raam, Echan, Alme, Mriva, Sela. Shema, Ame, Veeda, Ba, Yisrael, Im, Tishmale, Lo Yiye, V, El, Za, Vilo, Tishta Have Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Meeret Mizraim Hahefpe Vaamale Veloshama Ame Lakole Vizrael Lo avale. Va achache bishwerut leba yaku bimoazote. Lu ame shomea li Israel birwake yahaleko. Kimat, Oeve, Aknea, Val, Zore, Ashiv, Yadi, Mazane, Yahava, Yakahashulo, Vihe, Ita, Lolam, Vaya Akile, Mehalev, Cheta, Umizur, Devash, Asbeye.
Away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good for the poor, by instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, E.T.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe aref lam natseya al haggiti le'asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength.
Uzzenu, harninu l'Elohim uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have
satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I
When they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Take us away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture.
set food for the bonfire instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, ye.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat
strong. Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Yisrael, and here for Book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, chapter 28, the order of offerings, and here for the Hamishi, Aliyah, the fifth, reading the fifth offering up, the fifth anaphora for this Shabbat, Pinchas, Shabbat Afinchas, here, Vayadaberia, Vayela Moshe, Leimor. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, saying, command the children of Yisrael and say to them, my offering and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire. A sweet savor to I shall ye all observe to offer to I in their due season.
awa eta bene Israel awe amarta elehem eta karabania lachmi le ishaya reyach nihochi kisha merua le hakribalia de mo edo. And thou shalt say to them, this is the offering made by fire, which ye all shall offer la Yahuwah to Jehovah. Two lambs of the first year without spot day by day for a continual itinual burnt offering. The one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, the boker, and the other lamb shalt thou offer at erev, in the evening. And a tenth part of an ephah of flour for a mincha, a meal offering mingled with the fourth part of an hin of beaten oil. It is a continual itinual tamid olah burnt offering, which was ordained in Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire la Yahuwah to Jehovah. And the drink offering thereof shall be the fourth part of an hin for the one lamb. In the holy place shalt thou cause the strong wine to be poured la Yahuwah to Jehovah for a drink offering. And the other lamb shalt thou offer at evening, as the mincha, the meal offering of the bokar of the morning, and as the drink offering thereof, thou shalt offer it, a sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah to Jehovah. And on the Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year without spot, and two tenth deals of flour for a mincha, a meal offering mingled with oil, shemen, and the drink offering that sec thereof. This is the burnt offering, the olah of every Shabbat, every Sabbath, besides the continual, the itinual tamid, the olah, continual burnt offering, and his nesach, his drink offering. And in the beginnings of your months, of your moons, ye all shall offer a burnt offering la Yahuwah to Jehovah, two young bullocks and one lamb, seven lambs of the first year without spot, and three-tenths deals of flour for a mincha, a meal offering mingled with shemen oil for one bullock, and two-tenths deals of flour for a mincha, meal offering mingled with shemen of oil for one ram, and a several-tenths deal of flour mingled with shemen oil for a mincha, to one lamb for a burnt offering, olah of a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire la Yahuwah to Jehovah. And their nesekim, their drink offerings, shall be half an hin of wine to a bullock, and the third part of an hin to a ram, and a fourth part of an hin to a lamb. This is the olah, burnt offering of every month, of every moon, chodesh, throughout the month, chodashim of the shana of the year. And one kid of the goats for a chatat sin offering la Yahuwah to Jehovah shall be offered, besides the continual, the itin tamid olah, continual burnt offering, and his nesek, his drink offering.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. So the fourth day, that's the fourth day, Aliyah right there. They're there for this Shabbat, this Parashah, this Torah portion. Phineas. Let's get more
sabbatical study. This Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. 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 Shabbat strong.
So there's a couple of interesting, very interesting items in this 41st sabbatical study. But there we get a kind of a summary of some of the offerings and making of the sacrifice, and should be familiar with the new covenant, you know, form of sacrifice, you know, that living sacrifice. Here is Queen Omega with Make a Sacrifice. Yes.
You really think it's easy being an artist, but you don't know the sacrifice we make, the journeys we take. That's why I'm here telling it straight. Never see the right and the wrong side. You only see the fame and the limelight. You only see a rising star, but you never know that I come from far. The long journeys and the tiring trips, when I'm on the road, love sees me up the ship. Today I'm in Trinidad, tomorrow in Brazil for a big, big show. I've got to work, I've got to pay the price, I've got to work, I've got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class, lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice, got to work, in a different life. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good sight you will come. I go to the north and I go south, I go east, west, so I'm all about doing my work, of course, chatting with the most, I am well on course. Radio interviews and the sound check, jingles, the plate, and I just can't forget. Working class, lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice, got to work, got to pay the price. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will feel. Oh, you got to work, gotta sacrifice, got to work, in a different life. Respect to the working class, they know you reap the benefits at last. Working class, lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice, got to work, in a different life. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good fight you will see.
That's a, you think, oh, how primitive, you know, how primitive these people were sacrificing to their God. It's like, you know, those people weren't stupid. And this is not primitive. Whatever it is, it's not primitive. It's sophisticated beyond belief, because the idea, as I already pointed out, is that you could sacrifice something of value and that that would have transcendent utility. And that is by no means an unsophisticated idea. In fact, it might be the greatest idea that human beings ever came up with. It's an answer to the problem that's put forward in the story of Adam and Eve, right? Because we became self-conscious, and then we discovered the future, and then we knew we were going to die, and then we knew we were vulnerable, and then we became ashamed, and then we developed the knowledge of good and evil, and then we got thrown out of paradise. It's like, that's a big problem. So what the hell are you going to do about it? Well, sacrifice. That's the hypothesis. Well, that's a hell of a hypothesis, man. That's what we're doing. You made plenty of sacrifices, even to sit in this theater, and many people made plenty of sacrifices to have a theater like this exist, and many people made sacrifices so that we could actually freely engage in the dialogue that we're engaging in a theater like this. And so it's like all of this is built on sacrifice, and sacrifice bloody well better work, because we do not have a better idea.
For our God is a consuming fire. Consuming fire. For our God is a consuming fire. Consuming fire. For our God is a consuming fire. Consuming fire. Is a consuming fire. Consuming is a consuming fire. Consuming is a consuming fire. Consuming fire. Consuming fire. Consuming fire. Consuming fire.
Well, if you take the animal and you burn it, then the smoke rises, and God is that which is above, and so God can detect the smoke, and then he can detect the quality of the offering. So that's the idea behind the offering, and it is archaic. It's not the way that modern people think about sacrifice, but I think about it psychologically as a developmental move towards full recognition of the idea, first of all, that work is a form of sacrifice and vice versa, and that because you sacrifice the present to the future, at least, but you also sacrifice everything to your highest priority, if you're not confused. And then that brings up the question of what the highest priority should be and what the quality of the sacrifice should be. And the answer to that psychologically is it should be the highest possible quality sacrifice to the highest possible thing. Because otherwise you have to ask yourself, well, why would you bother doing it? So it's easy to dismiss these ideas of burnt offering as primitive superstition, but there's an idea behind them that's unbelievably deep and profound, and also the idea that life requires sacrifice to continue in its utmost form, and that the sacrifice should be voluntary, and that even it should extend in some sense, and has to the sacrifice of the innocent. I mean, that's an extremely profound and also very problematic idea, but it can't be just hand-waved away.
And there's a manner in which, if you take that fractally and you apply it to little things or to purposes in general, there's a manner in which the purpose will always know the quality of your sacrifice,
right?
Because what you do, the quality of what you do will attain or not the purpose.
Right. But
like the world will hit you back. You can pretend with people, you can lie, you can deceive, but if you're trying to be a good basketball player
and
you don't make the sacrifices, yeah, you're not going to be a good basketball player.
That's
what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, and that's another indication of the intrinsic logos of the world. And we also know this deeply, I would say, inside ourselves, because people know perfectly well that their conscience can torment them. And it is the case sometimes that people's conscience is overdeveloped and has this tyrannical superego element and will knock them down. But if your conscience is functioning well, basically what it does is indicate to you constantly that your sacrifices are either not of the right sort or they're not of the highest quality. And you call yourself out on that, right? And what's one of the things that's so odd about that is you can't, if you try to escape from that, it just makes it worse for you, and you know that, and you really can't escape from it, not except by abiding by it. You can fight it and all of that, and you can harden your heart and become even more determined in your willingness to make improper sacrifices, but you know perfectly well, I've never seen anyone that in some fundamental sense was deluded on that account. People know. They know. I could have tried harder.
By the way, is it your theory then, in light of all these days and that subject of sacrifice, do you feel that we are net losers religiously, morally, theologically, net gainers, or neither, having no more sacrificial system?
Well, I think we do still have a sacrificial system. I mean, I asked my students all the time in my Maps of Meaning class, a lot of them were children of first-generation immigrants, often Asian. I said, what did your parents sacrifice to come here? Well, it's like they knew exactly what that meant, and they knew exactly, generally, what they had sacrificed as well. And so we've spiritualized it in some sense, and partly what you see in the entire biblical corpus is the spiritualization,
agreed,
the psychologization of a sacrificial practice.
But very specifically, and I don't have an answer.
I mean, the fact that we don't act it out.
The actual carnal representation of sacrifice, is that a loss that we don't have?
It's a very
that?
Good question. I mean,
I
part of the question that Jonathan and I have been debating back and forth constantly is, and part of the question that this book raises is, to what degree does what's become abstract still need to be represented
concretized
in image and action, right?
Right.
How much does it have to be ritualized? Yeah. And but the answer is
still,
we don't know.
In Jewish tradition, there is still, even though it's not a killing of an animal, there still is a ritualized aspect of the sacrifice. Is there some kind of giving, like giving money or giving something which becomes like a...
Judaism, the Torah and Judaism later are very concrete religions. It was even dismissed by some Christians in the Middle Ages as a carnal religion because it's so deeply embedded in life.
Mm-hmm.
The abstract is less important than the concrete in many ways in the Torah and in Judaism. But I'm asking this, I don't know if you know this, I'm sure Oz knows this, many, many religious Jews still pray daily for the restoration of the sacrificial system, that the temple be rebuilt, and specifically so that we can sacrifice again. And
there's no denying the drama of blood and death.
Right. So you would not dismiss that prayer as odd.
I tend not to dismiss anything that's extraordinarily peculiar out of hand, right? Because there's usually something lurking underneath it. But I mean, in Christianity, obviously, you still have a sacrificial...
Well, we believe we still have a sacrifice. Well, we participate in the sacrifice of Christ.
Right.
It's not a...
Yeah, all the time.
It's sort of a repeated sacrifice, isn't it?
It is a participation, a perfect memory in the participation of the sacrifice of Christ.
It is an unusual period. AD 70 is when it disappeared, isn't it?
Right.
Destruction of the temple. And they shifted from the temple to the synagogue and from, if I understand it rightly, Dennis, from sacrifice
to prayer.
To prayer.
Right.
And I always wonder, how does prayer fill in for sacrifice?
Well, hopefully when you pray, you sacrifice your own tyrant, right? Because that's it.
Well, you sacrifice a lot of time to pray.
Partly what you're saying is, I think if the prayer is proper, is you're saying, there's part of me that needs to go. There's part of me that I need to let go. There's part of me that needs to die, and it has to be given up to something higher. What part of it is of me has to go? And there's a contemplative aspect to that, and you look to the highest to help guide you in that. So there's a discriminating spirit within you that can help separate the chaff from the wheat, and the offering up of the chaff is the sacrificial gesture, and so that can be transformed into prayer. One of the things that Jung would say about that, for example, is that if you give up enough psychologically, you don't have to. You'll cut your losses in actuality, and of course that's sort of what thought's for, is right, so that you can get yourself straight. You can give it up in abstraction, so you don't act out the pathology, and then nothing dies in actuality. But that still means you have something to give up, and mm-hmm. part of that repentance idea is a sacrificial notion. It's like, well. Oh, that's what I did wrong. Mm. Oh, that's a big part of me. Mm. Oh, it's going to hurt when that goes. Mm. It's like, yeah, but maybe you won't die. And then you offer it up as a sacrifice to something higher, because otherwise, why would you improve? Mm. And that discriminating spirit inside that judges what's in you that should be sacrificed, that wouldn't even exist unless it was existing in relationship to something higher, because there'd be nothing to serve as a judge.
Yes, yes, yes. Right there, that clip there, praying is a form of sacrifice. It's a biblical series. We had that for the Exodus RSS 24, but kept that up there on the board because it brought out, you know, a couple of key themes, you know, in the reasoning amongst, you know, those brethren right there. And at some points when they ask certain questions, I kind of hear the Holy Spirit brings to the ear certain, you know, verses even in the scripts, you know what I mean? That kind of directly answer, like, on the point of sacrifice. Is prayer a form of sacrifice? You know, in Hosea, there's where it says, like, to receive the calves. Let's see about the calves. The calves. You know what a calf is? You know, like the baby animal that's offered, you know? The calves of our lips. Let me see if I could bring up this exact verse right here. Is Hosea chapter 14 verse 2. And let's see if you go to let's start verse 2 right here, which says, take with you words. And the context of this is that Israel is being called to return, you know, to do like teshuvah, return, to repent, turn from the straight way into Yahweh, truth and life. Return to Yahuwah, thy Elohim, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Now, iniquity is avon, alon, alon, or avon, is like perversity, depravity. To kind of a sum up, it's like a moral perversity, right? Moral evil, moral perversity. So we talk about genuine morality. So here, bringing us to the second verse, Hosea chapter 14, verse 2, it says, take with you words and turn to Yahuwah. In other words, return, turn to Shuva, the sense of repenting, turning from the stray way to his way, truth and life, and say to him word, sound, power, and say to him, take away all iniquity, take away all avon, avon, alon, which in the Hebrew is like that moral perversity, and receive graciously, receive I and I, graciously. So here's the point. So will we render the calves of our lips. The calves of our lips, right? It's interesting in the translation, something get lost in translation, which says receive in the KJV of Hosea chapter 14, verse 2. The us, the U.S., the us is italicized. That means in the Hebrew, it's not really there. And the sense of receive is, in the Hebrew sense, is like give good graciously, right? To give good. Right, give good. So will we render. Now the render is interesting here. The render here in the Hebrew is shalom, from the Hebrew root shalom. Now in this Torah reading and feeding here in the season for Pinchas Phineas, you know, where he is given the covenant of peace, or literally covenant shalom, my covenant peace. So here we have the word shalom. Now, shalom in the Hebrew is translated here as so will we render, the sense of so will we pay, like to pay one's vow, uses that word shalom, like shalem to pay. But so will we render, right, the calves of our lips. And the calves there, the word calves is the Hebrew word par, or in some pointing far, par. Par is like a young bull, a steer, right, or a bullock. It's a bullock, as apparently in the Hebrew sense of breaking forth, like that young, you know, the young steer, right, in the wild strength, you know, also with a link of the animal, the par, speaking to the dividing of the hoof. But in the sense of the Hebrew, this is like the young bullock, right, or the young bull, the young steer. But here it says we will offer the calves, not the debtors, you know, not the debtors, the animal sacrifices of the Brit Hayashana, but this is here even pointing to the Brit Chadasha, to that new covenant that we find written in what they call the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. But here Hosea, here kind of shows how prayer, right, prayer and praying is a form of sacrifice. That was an interesting, you know, in their reasoning, I'm hearing them reason, and I would say, you know, that would be an answer that I would offer. I say, well, in the scripts, it is so written, so therefore, even in the Judaic tribe, we're after the temple time, right, after 70 AD, where there's a more emphasis, not so much on the outer forms of the rites and the rituals of the sacrificial offering and the debtors, but more on the kind of the inner voice, speaking to inner voice. And Hosea chapter 14, verse 2, which says, take with you words of I and I mouth, the meditation of our heart. Words and turn, right? Sense of return to he who be, we be, to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, and say to him, take away all iniquity. Now, even the word take away is interesting Hebraically, because the word is linked to NASA. It'll say NASA, but actually NASA. NASA means to lift up all moral perversity and give good, right? Graciously. So will we render, so we make shalom, to make peace, to pay, to render, right? The calves of our lips, of our lips. So here, pointing to the word sound right here, let's just bring out the Hebrew verse here if we can. Right here, it says, kehu, kehu from lakah. Lakah means to take. Kehu, speaking to like you all, speaking to, you know, a group of men or you all. Kehu, take you all, right? Imakem. Kehu, imakem. Imakem. Kehu, imakem. Im, with, like imanu, right? With us. Here, im. Ima, imakem, with you all. Kehu, imakem, devarim, devarim, debarim. The debar is word, devarim is words. Also in the Torah, contextually, like the 10 words is what they call in the West the 10 commandments. But the Hebraic is the 10 words. It's all one command. In the epistle of James, Jacob, Yaakov, James' epistle, he brings it out. If you break one, you break all. And he's actually quoting from the 10 words. So it's all one commandment with like 10 article or 10 words. But here, the literal sense of words, devarim. Kehu imakem devarim with shuvu, with shubu, shubu in turn, return. With shubu el Yahuwah, return to he who be who he be. Imru, imru, and say. Like almost like say, you know, say imru, say y'all imru elayo, imru elav, imru elayo, elayo. Say to him, call all, right? Tisa, all tisa, tisa. Here we're speaking to he who be we be. We're saying all, right? Call tisa, tisa, tisa to nasa. All the I male lift up. All lift up, avon, 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 avon. Lift up all, like the sense of lift up all iniquity, take away all iniquity. The sense in the Hebrew of taking this away, right, is like to lifting a burden. You know, it's a guiltiness, rest upon them conscience, like a heavy load. So here's the call, tisa, right? All lift, lift all, avon, lift all, avon, lift all moral perversity. Iniquity, antiquity, wikach, right? And take, here we're saying to him to take, ah, right? Oh, take good, and take good, right? U nishalma, u and nishalma. We will shalom, shalom, from the shalom, the root of the word of shalom is shalom. U and nishalma, nishalma, u nishalma. And we will pay, we will give, right? Nishalma, farim, 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 like the young bullocks, the young bulls, the steers, the bullocks, right? Parim, sifateinu, parim, sifateinu. O nishalma, farim, sifateinu. And we will render, we will pay, right? Now, here in this Torah reading and feeding about the Briti Shalom, you know, my covenant peace is very, very important to look at peace in the Hebraic sense. Getting to the root of the word shalom, shalom, right, means to be in peace. He was in peace. He was in a covenant of peace, to be at peace, right, the sense of peaceful, right, in different forms, shalom, one in a covenant of peace that he felt a sense to make peace with, to cause to be at peace, to live in peace. But also it has a secondary sense of to be complete. So the word shalom, at the root of shalom, also means to be complete in the translative sense of being sound. It says sound doctrine, right? Peaceful doctrine or wholesome, healthy. The sense of health also in this word shalom. To be complete, to be finished, to be ended, to be sound in the sense of to be healthy, to be uninjured. But also the word takes on the sense according to the context of completing, finishing, being safe, to be made whole, like to say healthy or good, to be made shalom, right, to restore. But here's where the link in the Hebrew sense of the word shalom at the root of shalom comes to, like in the sense of paying, right, shalem, right, to restore or to make compensation. Thus, in the translation we have where it says, and one will like pay their vows. They will make their vows good, right? Be at peace, to pay, to be at peace, to restore, to make compensation, right? The sense of requiting or even recompensing and rewarding. Also, the word takes on the sense of that which is performed, that which is to be repaid, or the sense of being requited, right? To complete, to perform, and to be safe. The root sense of shalom is to be safe in the trifold trinity sense. Man was created in the image. Man is a trinity in mind, or we could say spirit, right? In body, and or in estate, in real estate, in soul. So in the spirit, in the body, the health, the body, the wealth, the body, and in estate, the real estate is the soul, the psyche, right? Also, in the figurative sense, the shalom, the root of shalom and peace, is to be completed or to make completed. The implication of the word, according to the context, can mean to be friendly, you know, shalmi, like one who is my peaceful one who I'm on a friendly, you know, friendly relation, right? By extension, right? And in some applications, like here in Hosea 14 and 2, it has a kind of a reciprocal, you know, reciprocity sense. So we will give by you taking away all iniquity, right? And receiving, right? Good and giving that good, right? So will we render, so will we give, right? We will pay with the calves of our lips. But there it points to the essence of prayer, right? As a form of worship. And within that prayer, right? Where it says, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, this is what we are giving, right? Just to kind of build on that sense there, because the shalom, you know, the shalom, the shalom that we have in, where is it? Ooh, neshalma, we will render, we will pay, right? We will present in a sense of like a payment, an offering of making peace. Ooh, neshalma, farim, sifateinu, right? The farim, the parim, you know, the calves of our lips. Now this here, it kind of builds on, well, what was the other psalm? What was the Psalm 141? Just to share another area of scripture where we can see the transformation and the receptivity and understanding, right, of the faithful, of the outer forms of worship to be as an object lesson of the inner or the more spiritual type. Here we have Psalm 141 where it says, may my prayer be set before thee, right? My prayer being set.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense.
So here we have even a sample of what we have in the New Covenant Berit Chadasha scriptures, where it's like David being a man after Yahweh's own heart. And here we have in this Psalm 141, right, this new covenant sense, right? Again, just hear the first word.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
So the prayer being set before as incense. So we start to study the tabernacle type and the pattern, right? Let make all things be done according to the patterns, what Moshe was told. So we look at the pattern right there in the incense, that incense, that incense offering. And the incense offering appears in the context of the Torah scripture to be that true worship, right, in the innermost of the innocence, the incense offering, right? It's a holy aspect upon the golden altar of incense, right, before the curtain and also before the ark, coming before his presence with the incense. So we also have in Revelation where prayer is being likened to incense, incense, both because of its the sweet savor, right, the smell, right, the reyach in Hebrew related to the smell, and then we have the ruach, right, which is the spirit, you know, the smell, that offering, and also how it rises, how it ascends. So prayer being set before thee, speaking to Yahweh, he who be, who he be, as the incense, the incense. So it's almost as prayer to tefillah, right, being linked with the incense. right? And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, because when one brings forward a teruma, an offering, right? What they do is the lifting up, right? The lifting up, right? The lifting up, like the presenting. If you presenting something to someone, you lifting up, presenting. But he says here, the lifting up of my hands, if I'm correct in the Hebrew, right? The kapai, right? The kaf is like the palm of the hands. You know, like you offering your hands, right? Even though your hands are kind of empty on a certain level, but also the cleanness of the hands. So we're looking at the metaphor right here and how we come to Brit Chadasha, right? To that new covenant, that kind of maturing within the true sense of the spirituality. But there's one more verse here that we actually had before we went to the Hosea verse. And this verse here is on living sacrifice. When he was speaking about the sacrifice, you know, we still got something to offer. Well, the scriptures and Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the apostle, great apostle to Gentiles, brother Paul, in the epistle to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 1, he says, I beseech, I'm begging you, beseeching you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Elohim, that y'all present your bodies. Interesting here, it says, you present your bodies, right? That y'all present your bodies. So the word bodies can be the body of men, right? The body of animals, the living body, right? The sense of the bodies. But now we're being called here, right? In the Brit Chadasha sense, as brethren, by the mercies, right? The mercies of Eloheinu, to present our bodies, how and what? Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now note, when the animal offerings were offered, they were living at one point, right? And then they were dead and on. But here it says that we're to present our bodies. Know ye not that your body, in the connection to temple there, but your bodies a living sacrifice. A living. Mine is a BMW, Bob Marley in the Wheeler's tomb. I and I, a living sacrifice. Right? A living sacrifice, holy, set apart, acceptable to Elohim. And then it says this, your reasonable service. Your logikos, the coin of Greek word here in the Greek of Romans chapter 12, where it says reasonable service is logikos. Logikos. So what is the word logikos? It's from the logos, right? Beginning was, you know, the word was with Elohim. Here we have the G3050. Logikos means pertaining to speech. Pertaining to speech or speaking. Logikos. Logikos means pertaining to the reason or logic. Man was created in the image. And after the likeness, we can see the physical, the outer aspect, but the true inner aspect is man was created with the human being with reason, with logic, with the faculty of speech, word, sound, power, pertaining to the reason or logic. So here, Thayer definition breaks the logikos, which is the reason, which is our what kind of service? Reason. Astafari, the elders, taught I and I, come, make with reason. Reason pertains to speech or speaking, pertaining to the reason or logic. So logic equals reason, right? Spiritual, pertaining to the soul, pertaining to the psyche. The B of this is agreeable to reason, agreeable to logic. Therefore, true logic must be agreeable to the logos, to the word. Following reason, right? Reasonable. Therefore, logical. Logical, and we have logikos. The Greek, the coin of Greek is logikos. You say, well, why the Greek? Well, doesn't it say that Japheth shall dwell in the tents of the Afro-Shem, the tents of Shem? Now, Strong's definition, kind of building on that but simplifying it, Strong's definition says rational. That is to say logical, right? And often this word is translated into English as reasonable, as we have here in the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 1. But also elsewhere in the English translation, KJV, namely, of the word. So this word logikos means of the word, reasonable, reasonable, and it comes from the logos, which is of speech, the word uttered by a living voice embodies a conception or idea, what someone has said, a word. And then in this connection, right, according to the King of Kings Christ with Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, right, the reason, the thought, the topic, the discourse, the reason, the motive, the computation. But the reason, in the sense of John's gospel, is the divine, the divine expression, and that is the Christ or the Moshiach, right there, there, there. So here it says that we are to present. Remember, this reminds me here of what it says in the Torah, three times in the year shall all the males of Israel present themselves, that y'all present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, to say set apart, acceptable to Elohim, your reasonable service, our reasonable latreia in the Hebrew, in the Greek, latreia. That's our service, like the Levitical service, like the service of worship of Elohim, according to requirements, for example, of the Levitical law, right? Perform sacred service. It's the ministration of Yah, right? That is to say worship. So here, when it says reasonable service, it's pointing out this is all part of what is called worship, right? And just to include the second verse in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world, but be y'all transformed by the renewing of your mind, the renewing of your mind. So we have the old covenant, the covenant Brit Hayashana. Then we have the Brit Chadash, or the renewed covenant, by the renewing of your mind, that y'all may prove, right? Proof that y'all may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect, perfect will of God, that perfect will of Elohim. Now, this is a very important verse right here. Just touch on some of the basics of the Greek, but also on the, looking at the Hebrew of it. But just pointing out the connection of prayer, right? And we have the, you could say that shadow, right? Even the shadow, the first light of it, you know, even in areas like Psalm 141, may my prayer be set before thee as Aishans, and the lifting of my hands as the evening, the Ereb offering, the offering of the evening sacrifice, you know? So it's not speaking of the things, but speaking of that act, that performance, you know? And of course, how do we do that, right? The living voice, right? Must be in the living man, the living human being. And that living voice and the living man, the human being, is connected to our bodies, as scripture says, is that true, you know, that true tabernacle, right? And that now points to certain Yehudi or Judaic modern Jews and others' conception of rebuilding the temple. But we know that Moshiach, right, the high priest, Yeshua, has already set the template for that, that we have here, even pointing out in the scripture. So yes, prayer is a form of sacrifice, you know, an offering, as well as in worship, right? And also within our bodies, right? Our bodies being that living sacrifice. So live up, y'all. Yes, sir.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening.
our God is a consuming fire. Consuming fire. For our God is a consuming fire. Consuming fire. For our God is a consuming fire. Consuming fire. Is a consuming fire. Consuming is a consuming fire. Consuming is a consuming fire. 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 Consuming fire.
It's interesting when you talk about fire. It's sad in them hark. It's sad. Hebrew Aish. Somebody enunciate that's Aish. Aish, fire. Also, Ethiopically, you know, there's the law of two truths, the Afro-Shemitic words, you know, there's a fire, the literal fire, but also, you know, divine intelligence. I read that in one of the Akalilu, Brother Akalilu, one of the scholars, brought out that fire in a metaphorical sense, Ethiopically, is speaking of intelligence, so like also divine intelligence in that sense as well. You know, our divine intelligence, it consumes the dross, you know, and the metaphors concerning purification of metals, which is very, very interesting, pointing out a scientific, a chemical reaction, but also that reflects psychical and spiritual realities. But here we have today's daily psalm. I'd like to touch a little bit more on what might be called the Gospel of Phineas, as Phineas is a kind of a type and can be seen as a type of Moshiach, and also what was said to Phineas concerning this covenant of peace, you know, and this word peace in its full Hebrew sense, which has a sense of soundness, healthiness, also completion or performance, also to compensate or to pay, as we say, to pay, you know, eshalem. Nidarai, I will pay my vows, Eshalem. But here, we have today's daily psalm. It's a harvest hymn, harvest tune, Psalm 65.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 65.
Mizmor Samehe. למנצח מזמור לדוד שיר, דוד שיר, דוד שיר, דוד שיר, דוד שיר, דוד שיר.
Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, in Zion, in Zion, in Zion, in Zion.
לך דומיה תהילה אלוהים בציון, 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 בציון.
And unto thee shall the vow be performed, be performed, be performed, be performed, be performed.
ולך ישולם נדר. Neder, 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 neder.
O thou that hearest prayer, 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 prayer.
Shomea tefillah, 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 tefillah.
Unto thee shall all flesh come, flesh come, flesh come, flesh come, flesh come.
Adecha kol basar yavou, 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 yavou.
Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of them that are afar off upon the sea. Which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Yes, 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 they shall sing, sing, I shall sing. Here, Marcia Griffith. So I'm going to pick up with today's daily psalm momentarily. But right here, 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 just touch a little bit more on this 41st sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Pinchas, Finchas, Phineas here, Phi, or the Fe, some point that's Pe, my Pe, the mouth, the Fe, the mouth, Nahas, some say brazen, also related to the Nahash. Right, which is serpent, brazen mouth, serpent mouth. But what's interesting, either translation, brazen mouth, right, or serpent mouth, that he doesn't really speak. You don't have Phineas really saying anything here, this Torah reading and feeding, actually from the previous Balak, 40th sabbatical study. Was at the end, we get first introduced to Pinchas Phineas. But right here, picking up on a theme that John J. Parsons brought out, and building on this theme right here, some further thoughts on Parashat Pinchas, right? More one can check out at ljs.org. Also, a companion site that has some good insights is Hebrew for Christians. But here, this Torah study of Phinehas, there was a noting of what's known as the broken wow, wow. Some of us enunciate that sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet as wow. Others enunciate as vav, vav, vow, vow, wow. It's the Hebrew letter for W or in some forms V, right? Also having a oo sound, depending on how it appears in certain words. So there's the broken wow, broken vav, that appears in Numbers chapter 25, verse 12, in many of the Hebrew scrolls. It's a textual oddity that some say alludes to the brokenness of HaMashiach, the brokenness of the Messiah, as I and I, the ultimate deliverance and deliverer, the Bein Elohim Chayim, the Son of the Living Power, the Son of the Living God. So we look at the Shalom, I showed in the previous podcast, and once again, apologies there, because there was, a Wi-Fi, the networks just went out, and that ended, somewhat prematurely, the podcast right there. But picking up on this a little bit more, the broken vav. So when you're looking at a sample of the Hebrew scrolls, you'll see that the wow or the vav in the Asherit, in the later Hebrew font type, the Asherit, post-Assyrian, post, you could say Babylonian, more square font Hebrew, you'll see that the wow, that looks like a lowercase L without the little foot, But it has a little crook at the top. You look at the yod, and therefore you'll see there's a broken mark between it right there. And it's connected with the verse in Numbers chapter 25, verse 12 in some of the Hebrew Torah scrolls where it says, behold, look and see, I am giving to him my covenant of peace. I'm giving to him, hini notain lawu, et briti, my covenant shalom, or et briti shalom, my covenant of peace. So in the construct here, more directly, is briti, my covenant shalom. I'm giving to him my covenant. Look, see, here it is. Hini notain lo et briti shalom. I am giving to him my covenant peace, or the context of berit shalom. But it doesn't say berit shalom. It says beriti, my covenant shalom. So he's saying my covenant is shalom. But when we look at this textual oddity, the Hebrew letter wow, right? Wow, Hebrew letter vav, the sixth letter of the Hebrew aleph bet alphabet. Traditionally, because of its numerical value, so forth and so on, represents the number of man, and the number of man being sheish, or being six, right? The number of man traditionally Hebraically connected with the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the letter wow, the letter vav. The broken wow, the broken vav, would therefore represent a man, right, that is broken, right? This verse here in Numbers chapter 25, verse 12, it alludes to a man, right, has been broken for the sake of the Brit Shalom, the Briti Shalom, the covenant of peace, my covenant peace, that brought atonement. So according to context, the 41st sabbatical study, Parashat Pinchas, we see the context of a man who was broken for the sake of the covenant of Shalom that brought atonement to the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Israel, to the house of the people Amo Yisrael, to Israel. This is a clear picture of HaAdon Yeshua, right, of the sovereign Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Messiah, and that ultimate deliverance, right, for us, for I and I, in spirit and in truth, and as Hebrew says, in a new and a living way. Now, note further that the broken word shalom, or the wow, shalom, 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 right? The wow there becomes the O, shalom, that broken, right? Shalom could be read, taking the bottom part that's broken off, we have the Hebrew letter wow, then appears as the 10th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the yod. Some say yod, some might say yud, right? The 10th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, yod. So it's interesting to look at the two Hebrew letters in the latter Hebrew font type, the Asherit, and see the wow, right? And then broken in half, taking the top part, it looks just like the yod, right? The yod. Therefore, the word shalom, shalom, would be more read as shalim, 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 or shalem, shalim, shalem, meaning complete, right? Shalim, shalem, meaning complete, indicating that ha-brit, the covenant, is one of completion. Brit shalom, brit shalim, right? Brit shalem, right? It's interesting because this word also may be read as the second part of the compound word for Jerusalem in the Hebrew, right? Yerushalayim. So shalayim in the Hebrew is a duality. Shalayim in the Hebrew is a sense of a dual piece, right? Not just shalom, but shalayim. So it's Yerushalayim, not Yerushalom. Yerushalayim means the city, the ear, the atmosphere. One can look at it in a higher level of the Hebrew understanding, understanding as the consciousness, the ear, the atmosphere of Shalayim, right? Shalayim is like dual peace. The sense scripturally, bringing out the sense of peace with God, right? And peace with man, right? Which in their directional, right, symbolic instances would point to the true plus sign or the true cross, right? That peace with God, a sense of man on earth and Elohim in heaven, right? The Shemaim, right? That sense, that vertical sense, right? And then peace with one's fellow man, right? That horizontal sense. So those two lines right there, the Hebrew letter Tau, the Tav, the Tau, which forms the completion of the Hebrew Aleph Beit, from Aleph to Tau, as you say A to Z in English, but in the Hebrew, Aleph to Tau, right? A to T, or that completion of the Aleph Beit. So it's interesting looking at this word, Shalim, Shalim, or Shalayim, 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 right? Which means peace with Elohim and peace with man. Peace with God and peace with man. So looking at this word is very interesting with the broken wow, right, within the Hebrew scrolls right there, the sense of completion, finality, and perfection. Now, according to some of the ancient Yehudi sages, this Brit Shalom, right, was a covenant or a guarantee to Pinchas, that he would free, right, from the influence. He'll be one who would free from the influence of the Malak, Malak HaMawet. Malak HaMawet, also known as the Malak HaMavet. The Malak HaMavet is the angel of Mavet, angel of Mawet, the angel of death. Therefore, Pinchas Phinehas was, according to some of the sages' reasoning on the Torah scrolls and looking at Phinehas, they see a transformation into Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah the prophet Elijah, who was taken up within that whirlwind and was said to have never died or never so-called tasted of death, because Phinehas, Phinehas, he kept the people true to their circumcision, right? To their being set apart, right? Therefore, he merited being present at every Brit Milah. So the Brit Milah is the ceremony for the males, them of Yisrael, right, of the covenant of circumcision, the Brit Milah. and therefore there's what is known Judaically as the cheer of Eliyah and Eliyahu, Elijah. And they say that this, according to the reasonment presented in some of the Beit Midrashim, the studies, is really the cheer of Phinehas. So therefore, a comparison is made scripturally between Eliyah, right, and Phinehas and Phinehas. Now, there is also another, some interesting, looking at the Hebrew text, some textual, for lack of a better word, oddity regarding this matter. The letter Yod, right, or Yud, the letter Yod in the name Phinehas or Phinehas, Phinehas, according to Numbers 25 and 11, in some of the Torah scrolls, is undersized. So it's written in a smaller font type. As the smallest of the Hebrew, the Ivrit, Otot is signs or letters. So as the smallest of the Hebrew letters, the letter Yod is considered a picture of humility. So we have the smallest of the Hebrew letters, it's the Yod, is both the name, the first letter of the name of Yahuwah, right, as well as the Moshiach Yeshua, and is considered to be a picture of humility. But the zeal of Pinchas Phinehas is therefore to be understood in the light, the illumination of his humility and his sense of devotion and duty. Even though Phinehas had executed, literally speaking, judgment on behalf of Yahuwah, right? On behalf of Jehovah, he himself was given Shalom. He was given peace. Briti Shalom, my covenant peace. Now the sages, right, further they take note, looking at this Torah reading and feeding from the Hebrew perspective, that the Hebrew phrase where it says he made atonement for the people, or more better, the sons of Israel. He made atonement for the sons of Israel. Wa yikapir al b'nei Yisrael. Why kapir? And he made atonement. Why kapir al upon b'nei sons of Yisrael. He made atonement for the sons of the children of Israel. This does not use the standard, right? Looking at it Hebraically, likapir. We have likapir. The likapir construct, likapir, means to atone, the sense of to atone for, right? Yeah, likapir, you know, like I will like atone for such and such. But instead it uses the form of yikapir. He atoned, yikapir. Is he atones, wa and yikapir, and he atones al b'nei Yisrael, upon the sons of Israel. The literal sense of the kapar, means like the cover, right, from the kofir. The kofir is like a black pitch, yes, a black pitch mud. In fact, it was the same black pitch that Noah, he covered, you know, the ark, the Teva, he covered the ark with this black pitch, right? So actually, this word for atonement is like being covered. For example, the ark of Noah's ark had to be water, you know, watertight. You know what I mean? So it was covered with this black pitch, the bitumen. They call it bitumen, right? So literally, it also points to the black within that atoning sense, right? So instead of using the standard likapir to atone for, it instead uses yikapir, that could be read as he atones. He atones for Yisrael, for Israel, almost in the sense of till the end of all generations, because he was given an eternal le'olam, to time indefinite covenant. So the idea of the Berit shalom, brit shalom, brit shalom, brit shalom, covenant of peace, it appears throughout the Hebrew and the Holy Scriptures. Of course, right, and there's an explicit making mention of it in the Brit Hadasha, the renewed covenant called the New Testament. Brit, covenant, Hadasha, renewed, of the Brit, covenant of Shalom. Therefore, one of the names of Yahweh Eloheinu is Elohei HaShalom. One of the names of Yahweh, of Jehovah, is Elohei HaShalom. Elohei HaShalom, the Elohim of peace, the God of peace. Elohei HaShalom. Elohim has made shalom with humanity. How? By means of the sacrifice, the offering of Beino. Beino, Yeshua, of his son, Yeshua. We have Romans chapter 5, verse 1, that brings that out even more right there. Just a couple of more references right here. Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 13, verse 14, and part of verse 20, where it reads, he has delivered us, to say like snatched us, delivered us from the domain of disillumination of darkness and delivered us to the kingdom of his beloved Ben, his beloved son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, of ukeries, of forfeitures, of lack, of missing the mark, and having made shalom, this is the key, having made what? Shalom, right? Shalom, remember the meanings of shalom, right? Shalom has a sense of like to recompense, right? To recompense, to pay, to make complete, making shalom through the blood of his cross. Remember, blood also symbolically stands for life. Through the life of his cross, of his mark, he reconciled all things to himself. That reconciliation, reconciling all things himself. So, Ha'adon Yeshua, right? Here we find the King of Kings Christ is the true peacemaker who is called, right, the Sar Shalom. What is Sar Shalom? Sar Shalom is the Prince of Peace, according to Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Now, we say this verse here and these verses here, to us a child is born, to us a son is given. They have a dual, right, as many of the prophecies, Judaically and Hebraically, have a dual fulfillment. We have Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, speaking of Yeshua HaMoshiach, the King of Kings Christ, as the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Now, the word Sar comes from Sarah, right? Where we get Yisrael. Yisrael comes from there, not Ish, you know, or not what do you say, Ish, Ra, Re, and El. That's nonsense. No, come from Sarah. Sarah means to prevail as a prince, to overcome. We get Yisrael, but a prince title Hebraically is Sar Shalom. He is the Bechor. Bechor is the firstborn, right, of all creation. Also, scripturally speaking, he is the Zohar. Some of the Yehudi speak about a document called the Zohar, but the scripture speaks of Yeshua as being the Zohar, the radiance of Yahuwah's glory, and the exact representation, that is to say, according to the language of the scripture, stamp, the imprint, or like the die, to say the die is cast, of his God, our Elohim's essence and persons, and his person. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, where it says, speaks of the character of God's substance. The character of Elohim's substance. All things were created by him and for him, and in him all things, quote, stick together, right? Stick together. We have Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. Now, of course, this has to be understood in the full context of discipleship in the scripture. Because by the time we get to Colossians, we should understand that he is that word, that the word, he's the word of Yahuwah, word of Elohim Ha'av, Elohim the Father. Therefore, in that understanding, in the standing overstanding, it is clear that therefore all things were created by him and for him, right? All things stick together. Indeed, when we say all things, the Hebrew is an interesting context. It's like literally to say like all words, because the word can be a thing, a matter, all words, all things. Ha'adon Yeshua has the preeminence to all those who submit be'emunah by faith, by credit, to that sacrifice of Yahuwah's son, right, for their chatot, right? Yahuwah offers a brit chadasha, right, the brit chadasha of shalom, an eternal healing, right, of a kind of a primordial, so to speak, rift between Elohim and between humanity, between God and man. And here, at the outro right here, and also in this season, this time, that birth of the man child, as Psalm 87, verse 4, right? And apologies to the brothers and sisters, and also to my brother, Ross Seymour, right there. We had an audible of that as well. You know, read from some of the other translations, like to bring that forward, a little bit delayed right there, but we're still in the reason for the season, because for Parshat Phinehas, it also connects with that birth of the man-child, Lishtafari. This man was born there, Ijasagora, Ethiopia, as it says, with Ethiopia. This man, but more than man, was born there. So here, full of full right here, Isaiah, Yeshaya, chapter 9, verse 6, Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, that reads, for to us, not unto, but to us, to I and I, a child is born, and to us, to I and I, a son is given, and the dominion shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. You'll see some versions have Wonderful, comma, Counselor. No, in the ancient scrolls, it's actually Wonderful Counselor, wonderful in counseling. Read and study the selected speeches of his majesty. Mighty God, Father of eternity or eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. Here, from the Hebrew, Ki yaleda yulada lanu, ben nitana lanu awa tahi. Ha misara ala shikmo. Part here, for a child has been born for us, to us. Ki yeled, in the Ethiopian be weled, right? Weled in the g's, and here in the Hebrew yeled. Ki yeled, yulad, to be born. Yulad lanu, for us. Ben, bane, a son. Bane from Bana, the builder of the family name, the Bane, a son, Nitan Lanu, a son, Nitan, given Lanu, for us, to I and I, for I and I, Watahi, and it shall be, and she shall be, right, Watahi, right, and she shall be, Ha Misra, the Misra. Misra in Hebrew is the rule, the dominion, the authority, like the power to rule, the Sarah, power and rule, right? Sarah. Ha Misra, the power, the rule, Al Shikmo, upon his shoulder. Maybe that's why the angulet, you know, on the official uniform is there, symbolically speaking, the government, that rope around the shoulder right there. Ki yaleda yulada lanu, bena nitana lanu, watahiyaha misara ala shikmo. And his name shall be called, wayikra shimo. And to be called Yikra, called by name, Y-N, Yikra Shemo, Shemo, his name, Yikra Shemo, Pele, 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 or Fele, Fele, Pele, Yoetz, Pele, Yoetz. What is the Pele? Pele means to be wonderful, from the Pela or Fala, Fele, wonderful, marvelous, Fele, Yoetz, Pele, Yoetz. Wonderful counselor, wonderful in counseling, right? Wonderful in counsel, your eights. El, El, almighty power, almighty God, El, Gibor, El, Gibor, the mighty El, the powerful El, or God, the powerful one, El, Gibor, Gibor. Remember, Gibor is also a mighty man, right? El, God. El is a Hebrew contracted for Ayile or Hayil, power from Ayil. El Gibor, the mighty El, right? The mighty El. Aviad, 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 Avi, Father Ad, Father perpetually, Father Ad, Ad, Father like going on, like Father of eternity, Father going on perpetually, Ad, like to go on in perpetuity, right? Abiad, Abiad, Father of Eternity. Sar Shalom, Sar, the prince, the captain, the ruler, the chief. Sar Shalom, Shalom, right? From the Shalom sense of peace, wholeness. Prince of peace, prince of wholeness. Right here, here, here. Here, the full of this verse here. For to us a child is born. To us, Sinai, a son is given, and the dominion shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Wonderful in Counseling, Mighty El, El, Almighty, Almighty, Father of Eternity, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace, Ki Yaleda Yulada Lanu, Bena Nitana Lanu, Watahiya Ha Misra Ala Shikmo. Vayikra Shemoa Pele Yoetza, El Gibor, Abiad, Sar Shalom. There, reason here, here, here on the prince of peace here, classic, Prince Buster, Prince of Peace.
The Prince of Peace, coming from the east, the Prince of Peace, coming from the east.
Oh,
Yes. Classic Prince Buster right there. Prince of Peace, Sar Shalom. And there's one other verse I want to share here, Matthew 10:34. Al-Tach Shavu Akia Ba'atia. Le hatila shalom baret lo batia le hatila shalom ki im chereb. Here, words of Yeshua from Matthew 10:34. Think not al tach shavu. Don't y'all think al tach shavu? Al tach shavu. Don't think not that I am come to send peace. Or rather, in the Hebrew and even the Koine Greek, it has a sense of to throw peace, to cast peace, to throw peace on earth. I came not to send peace or to throw lehatil or to balo, to throw, right, peace, shalom, but a sword. But a sword right here. So the connection of sa shalom. Right, and the words of Robeinu Yeshua HaNotzi here in Matthew 10:34, Al-Tach Shavu, Ki Abati Yale Hatil Shalom Ba'aretz. Don't think that I've come to cast. It's interesting because when I saw Le Hatil, like to cast, to throw, I had to look at the Koine of Greek, and it's Balo. Balo means like to throw like a ball. So he says, Al-Tach Shavu, Ba'at ki ba'ati, that I am come, ki ba'ati lehatil, to throw shalom, peace, to throw shalom ba'aret, like in the earth. Lo ba'ati, I have not come, lehatil shalom, to throw peace, right? Ki'im, but, however, chereb, the chereb is the sword. Right there. I just want to share that verse, Matthew 10, right, verse 34. Any possible connections here for the Shabbat? You know, for the Parashat Pinchas and the Covenant Bariti Shalom. But here. Let's touch on today's daily psalm. Let's see if we can still go through the verses here. You know, already here we're in the third Iowa right here. But here, local Dubwise.
Rise up from the awakening, from the dust. No complaint for manifest. The dust, no complaint for manifest. I work as early as the morning, no the morning talk. From his...
Psalm 65.
Mizmor Samehe. למנצח מזמור לדוד שיר, דוד שיר, דוד שיר, דוד שיר, דוד שיר, דוד שיר.
Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, in Zion, in Zion, in Zion.
לך דומיה תהילה אלוהים בציון, 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 בציון.
And unto thee shall the vow be performed, be performed, be performed, be performed.
ולך ישולם נדר. Neder.
O thou that hearest prayer.
Shomea tefillah.
Unto thee shall all flesh come.
Adecha kol basar yavohu.
Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy token. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water.
Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the spring thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fat. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Here we have Mizmor Samech Hey, Hebrew alphanumerics for 65, Mizmor Samech Hey, Samech stands for 60, Hebrew letter for the numerical value of 60, Samech, and Hey for 5, Psalm 65, Psalm LXV, esteem the harvest hymn, a harvest hymn right here is a song of praise to Elohim for the prospect of an abundant harvest. This is the subject of the Mizmor. In extolling him, highly him for his bounty, the poet Anani alludes to a recent deliverance of the nation from peril. Now, there's more to this right here, you know, looking at the historical contexts of today's daily psalm. Some say that it was not of David specifically, but perhaps on the occasion of building the temple, because David sought to build it, but his son Shlomo HaMelech built it. Others who are more conservative, like the Leech, he connects the psalm with Isaiah chapter 37, round about verse 10, and proposed as its date the third year after the retreat of the Assyrian army from the land of Yehuda in the reign of Hezekiah. Psalm also bears affinities with Psalm 46 that belongs, some say, to the same period of time. So here we have the aggregation gathered around the sanctuary. Here we have a thanksgiving song for victory and berkot and blessings, empowerment to prosper bestowed. The congregation is gathered around the sanctuary on Zion praises, right? Zion praises its Elohim, its almighty power, by whose mercy its imperiled position in relation to the other nations round about has been rescued, and by whose goodness it again finds itself in shalom and peace and security, surrounded by fields rich in promise in addition to the baraka that it has received in the bounties of nature, it does not lose sight of the answer to tefillah prayer that it has experienced in relation to the world of nations. His rule in human history and his rule in nature and the nature, as well to the called out assembly, the true church, reflected the one in the other. In the latter, as in the former, it sees the almighty and the bountiful hand of him who answers prayer and expiates sins, ukaries, and through judgment opens up a way for his love. Just a little bit on a brief overview, you know, contextually look at the psalm in its context so we know what the chant is for. But here we have the opening section, verses 1-4, the praise to Elohim in the temple in the Hekal. And here we have an Elohim-focused psalm for the creator, for the judge. Here, picking up today's daily psalm. Let's pick up the opening section. Praise to Elohim in the temple. First section, verses 1-4, KJV-wise, verses 5-8. Elohim's awe-inspiring deeds, his awesome deeds. Verses 9-13, the thanksgiving. The Todah, right, for the harvest, for an abundant and a good harvest. So here, superscription first, to chief musician, a song of David, Lam Natsayach Mizmor Le David Shir, La Menatia, chief musician, presenter, Mizmor, a chant, Le David of David Shir, of David song. Right there, there's the superscription. Here, the more proper, some will say the first verse here, KJV wise, praise waiteth for thee, O God, O Elohim, in Sion, in Zion, and to thee shall the vow be performed. Now, the word waiteth, Hebraically, is silent, is silent. So here, Hebrew-wise, lecha, dumia, tehillah, Elohim, b'tzion, u lecha, yishulam, neder, yishulam. Again, that shalom there, that shalom, to pay, right? That sense where it says, the vow shall be performed, the vow shall be paid, the vow shall be performed. Ulika yishulam neder. So what do we have here? Praise waiteth for thee. Lika, li for ka, the I male. Lika, lika dumia, silence, silence. Right? Prayer, silence, or silence, tehillah, tehillah, praise. Elohim b'tzion. Praise waiteth for thee. The Hebrew is to be compared with Psalm 62, round about the first or second verse, where it reads, only for Elohim doth my soul, nafshi, my psyche, wait in stillness. Dumia, dumia. So there we have leka dumia, for the eye, silence. Tehillah, praise Elohim b'tzion. Praise Elohim in Zion. On this analogy, the likely meaning of this into the English is that praise, tehillah, like prayer, tefillah, is often truest when in deep and still devotion, dumia, silence, it waits in the presence of Elohim, the Almighty Power. The concourse of people in the Heikal, in the temple, looks forward in reverential silence and dumia for the service, the avoda, of thanksgiving, of toda, to begin. Lika dumia, tehillah, Elohim b'tzion. U lika, u lika, u lika, yishulam, neder, and to the eye, u lika, to the eye male, yeshulam, to be paid, neder, neder. Neder is the vow. The vow shall be performed, the vow shall be paid. Perhaps to be understood collectively as vows, those singular here. Uleka, yeshulam, neder. And the vows, right, the sense of it, it's literally the vow or a vow, but it's in the collective sense of vows. Promises, yea, yea, amen, amen, made during the time of stress and crisis. If you would do this for I would do that for the I. Uleka yishulam neder. Here to the Beit verse, second verse here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 65, a harvest hymn. O thou that hearest prayer, to thee, to the I male, shall all flesh come. Shomeya tefillah. This is an attribute of Yahuwah. He who be, who he be, who he be Shomeya, the hearer of tefillah, the hearer of prayer. Shomeya tefillah, adeka, kol basar yabou, kol basar yavou, all flesh shall come to the eye. Thou that hearest prayer, Shomeya, the hearer of tefillah, the hearer of prayer. Proved, this has been proved by what had recently happened in the context of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech, hey, Psalm 65, of what had recently happened in the overthrow of Assyria. The overthrow of Assyria. The overthrow of Assyria. Adeka, kol basar, yavou, yavou. And to the eye, adeka, to the eye, call all basar, basar, flesh, call basar, all flesh, avowu, Yabod shall come. More literally, shall all flesh come. The psalmist in I believes that the moral of what had happened would have widespread acceptance. Elohim being acknowledged as a Shomeya Tefila, a hearer of prayer, the one who hears, HaShomeya Tefila. The whole of humanity will eagerly look to him. The picture of Zion, as the rallying point of humanity, and the Heikal, the temple, as the house of prayer, the Beit Tefila, for all is found in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2, Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 41. Hear to the Gimel, the third verse here, today's daily psalm. Iniquities prevail against me, against I. Our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Iniquities. Here, Hebraically, it's more correctly the words or matters of iniquities. The words or the matter. Divrei avonot gabrua menu. Pishainu ata tikaprein. Ata, the I male tikaprein, will atone for them. The purging sense, tikaprein, from kapar, to atone. Divrei, words of avonot, of iniquities, of moral perversities, matters, things, of perversities, to say iniquities, divrei avonot gavru menu, gavru, they prevail, gabar, they are strong, they are vigorous. Interesting, bringing out the sense of the tale, divrei, right? What is worded, what is told, the tale of moral iniquities. Chet is sin, chet, missing the mark, sin. It creates a barrier between man and Elohim. We have this in Isaiah chapter 59 at verse 2. Isaiah 59 verse 2. The psalmist, N.I., on his own and on the people's behalf, he notes our transgressions, pisha, transgression, rebellion, pishainu, our rebellions right here. Therefore, first, he makes confession of chet, of sin, and then he prays for atonement, prays for pardon. Pishainu, our transgressions, our rebellions, ata, the I, male, ata, to kaprein, you will kapar for them, you will atone for them. Here the Dalet verse, the fourth verse right here. Blessed thou choosest and causest to approach, he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, of thy holy, thy set-apart heikal, thy set-apart temple. Now, we didn't read the italicized words, they're not there. It says, blessed is the man whom thou choosest. The force of the Hebrew is blessed or happy thou choosest, he who thou choosest. Here, Hebraically, Ashrei tivachar, u'atik areba yishkona chatzreika, nisiba'a bitoba beiteka, kedosh, Heikaleka, kedosh, holy, set apart, heikaleka, the eyes, heikaleka, the eyes, set apart, temple. Here, it's not blessed, but it's happy. Happy is the man, ashrei, to say happy, the one, happy, beatitude, ashrei, tibhar, the one who you choose, ashrei, tibhar, uatik areb, tik areb, and cause to come near, yishkon, he shall dwell Hatzreka in the eyes of Hatzreka in the eyes courts. The eyes courts, Hatzar in the eyes courts. Yishkon Hatzreka. Nisiba. We shall be satisfied. Nisiba, satisfied with all in good. The good of thy house, Kedosh, the holy, Hekalika, the I holy temple. What do we have here? The one who you choose, Ashrei Tibchar. Every Israelite, Yisraeli, as a member of the consecrated nation. In other words, the kingdom of the Kohanim, the kingdom of priests. The terms choose, Tibchar, and bring near, Tikareb, Tibchar, choose, the I choose, Tikareb, and you bring near. These are used of the priestly ordination that we find in Numbers chapter 16, verse 5. To dwell in thy courts, Yishkon Hatzreka, Yishkon to Shakan, Yishkon Hatzreka. The visit to the Hekal, to the temple, was for the devout Yisraeli, for the devout Israelite and Yehudi, a sacrament, a korban, a sacrament of his and I membership in Hailahim and Eloheinu's and Elohim's household. The goodness of thy house, bitub beiteka. Asherei tibachar utik areb, ishkon hatzreka, nishba'a betub beiteka, kedosh hekaleka. So here we have the goodness, betub, not tov, but betub, the goodness, the goodness, betub beiteka. The spiritual refreshment of the sanctuary, that the sanctuary offered, the spiritual refreshment. So here, this line right here, happy the one whom thou choosest and bringest near, that he may dwell in thy courts. May I be satisfied with the goodness, betub beiteka, of the I bite, the holy place of thy temple, thy holy, thy set apart temple. Ashreya tibachara utik areb, yishkona hatzreka. Nishba'a betuba beiteka, kedosha hekaleka. Here, next section, verses 5-8. In this section, we have Elohim's awe-inspiring deeds. Verse 5 here, KJV wise. Terrible things in righteousness will thou answer, I and I, answer us. O Elohim of I and I Yeshua, of I and I salvation, the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off the sea. Noraota bitzedek, awesome things, noraot, dreadful things, noraota bitzedek, in righteousness. Ta'enenu, you answer I and I. Eloheya Yisha'enu, Elohim of our Yasha, of our salvation, of our Yeshua, Eloheya Yisha'enu. Mivtach, the confidence, Mivtach, the confidence, call atzve, Eretz, of all the ends of the earth, Kolak atzve, Eretz, Kolak atzve, Eretz. With Yom Rechokim, and the seas afar off. With Yom, the sea, Rechokim, the far off ones. The sea, the far off ones. And the sea, a far off ones. Wondrous works. Here KJV says terrible things, dreadful things. Noraot. One of the attributes of He who be, who be HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, is He is Ha-Nora. He is Ha-Nora. He is the dreadful one, the terrible one, the awesome one. Here it says Noraot, dreadful ones, terrible ones, awesome ones, B'Tzedek, terrible things in righteousness. nor ra'ot, wondrous works, rather works that arouse awe, that arouse dread, awe-inspiringness. This also alludes to the discomfiture, nationally speaking, of the enemy in the context of the psalm, the Assyrian hosts. Be tzedek, in justice, in righteousness, be tzedek. The happy issue of the recent crisis was not due to favoritism of Yisrael by Elohim, but was the effect of the divine equity that ensures the triumph of right over wrong, of good over evil. The confidence, Mibtach. Remember, he's the Elohe Yeshayinu, the Elohim of our Yeshua salvation, the Mibtach. Confidence from being the Elohim of our salvation, Elohe Yeshayinu of our Yeshua, he will become the trust. Mibtach, the confidence, the surety of all peoples, called Katzwea Eretz, and of the seas afar off, V'yam Rechokim. Here, Chabarim, the wow, the vav verse here, the sixth verse, who by his strength setteth fast firm the mountains, girded with power. Mekin Harim, the one who sets firm, who establishes Harim, the mountains. Mekin Harim Be Koho, by his strength. Koach Be Koho, by his strength. Ne Izar, girding, the girding. He girds Be Gebura. By his might, by his strength, by his power. The mountains, Harim, Mekin Harim, setting firm the mountains. Confidence, Miftach, in Elohim as the vindicator of Tzedek, of justice, is based upon his infinite might, as demonstrated by his creation of Ha'olamim, the universe, the Einiverse, universally speaking. Mountains, Harim, represent solid matter that he fashioned according to Ritzono, his will, girded about with might. Ne'izar, be gevura, with might. We have this in Psalm 93, round about the first verse right there, to the Zion, verse, the seventh verse, who, not which, but who, he who be, he is the one who stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. Mashbiach, he stilleth. Mashbiach, he soothes, he addresses like in a loud voice to pacify. Mashbiach, Shaon Yamin, the noise, Shaon, the roar of the Yamim of the seas. Shaon Galehem, the noise of Galehem, of their waves. Wa Himon, and the Himon, and the tumult, Le'umim, of the peoples, of the communities. Mashbiach Shona Yamim, Shona Galehem, Wa Himon, Le'umim. The seas, Yamim, the Yam, a sea, Yamim. This denotes the other parts of the universe, the Einiverse, that is likewise under his management, under his power, under his control, as he mashbiach. He speaks in a loud voice to pacify Shaon, the roaring of the Yamim of the seas. Shaon, the roaring Galehem of their ways. Wahimon le'umim, the tumult, the Hamon, the Hamon of the Umim, of the peoples. He is Ribono Shel Ha'olamim, the master of the universe, the master of the five-cycle world, but also of its inhabitants, the Elohim of nature, and the Elohim of history is and be one. He be one. He who be, the one. The Chet verse. The Chet verse right here, The eighth verse right here. KJV-wise, side by side with the Hebrew. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice, to sing. Literally in the Hebrew, to sing. Wayiru, Yoshbeya Kitzaot, Meya Ototeka Motzae Boker, Wa Erev Tarnin, The Boker and the Erev, the outgoings, the Motzae, the outgoings of the Boker, of the dawning, the morning, Wa Erev, and the evening, Tarnin. Tarnin, to shout for joy. Hear, hear, hear. So that they that dwell in the uttermost parts stand in awe. They stand in awe. Wayir, wayiru, wayiru. They stand in awe. They are reverent. Wayiru, vayiru, wayiru, wayiru, yoshbe. The sitters, those who in that sense like seat up. My saot, kitzaot, right? Those who seat up, kitzaot, right? In the ends, may ototeka, they are reverent of your otot. Remember the word ot is a sign, ototeka, from your signs. May ototeka, of thy signs, Ototeka, thy otot, signs, are the proofs of the divine power, proofs of the divine power in nature, in the heavens, in the earth below. Wayiru, they are reverent. So those who are in even afar off, they are reverent when they see the signs of Yahweh Eloheinu in creation. Wayiru, Yoshbeya Kitzaot. Me ototeka, motzae boker wa erev tarnin. The outgoings of the morning and evening. Motzae, the outgoings, like emanations, the outgoings. Motzae boker, of the morning, wa erev, and the erev. The space traveled, they say, by Hashemesh, the sun, in the course of a day, as it is viewed from an earthly perspective from east to west, all men within its circuit have occasion to sing joyfully because Eloheinu Ha'el, Elohim, humbles the ruthless strong as well as protects the weak. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. Last section right here. Verses 9 to 13, here we have the 8th verse that opens up this last section of today's daily psalm, the thanksgiving, the Torah for the harvest. Now we said it's the harvest hymn, and all that has been said before right there leads us right here, right? Thou visitest the earth. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of Elohim, full of water. Thou preparest them corn, when thou hast so provided for it. The it there is actually her, after thou hast made it to desire, made her to desire rain. It says waterest, right? Waterest it, cause her to desire the water. So here, the Hebrew, pakata, Pakata, the eye visitors. Pakad, Fakad, Pakata, Pakata Haretsa, visitors the earth. Wa, Te Shokekeha, Te Shokekeha, and you water us, and you water us her. Te Shokekeha, causing her to desire water. Rabat, Rabat, Nuff, Nuff, Nuff. Ta isharena, ta isharena, greatly enriching, asha, asha, to enrich, ta isharena, enriching her, peleg, pelega Elohim, peleg, with the river or the channel, the canal, the river, the channel, almost like a stream, but the channel, with the channel of Elohim, pelego, the stream. Pelega Elohim, Malay, Malay, full of, Malay Mayim, full of water, Takim, Takim. You prepare Diganam, Diganam, corn, corn, Dagan, Dagan, Diganam is actually their corn or their wheat, Dagan. You prepare their wheat, their cereal, their grain, their corn. Properly, it has a sense of increase. Takina diganam ki kane te kineha. Ki kane, therefore, ki kane, and like this, te kineha. Ki te kine, kineha. You provide, you like establish, you kind of establish her. The sense right here is you establish her. A more better translation to English would be, thou hast remembered the earth. Pakata, to remember, to visit. Thou hast remembered the earth and waterest, watered her, water her. Pakata haret wa te shokeke ha ha rabat. And waterest her greatly, rabat, greatly enriching her. Rabat ta isharena, enriching her with the river of Elohim, the stream of Elohim, Peleg Elohim, that is full of water, Malay Mayim. Thou preparest takim diganam, their wheat, their grain, their increase, their corn, for so, kikane, for like this, for so, kikane, te kineha. Tikineha, you prepare her. You prepare her. What do we have here? All that has gone before in Mizmor Samek Hey, Psalm 65, is a prelude to the real theme, Chavarim, that is now stated. That now stated. Now stated right here, the real theme. Pakata, you visit, you remember and visit. Literally, you visit. This is used, pakad is often used in the Hebrew scripture of Yahuwah's intervention, right? His intervention for a benign, a good purpose. For example, pakad, pakadta, this word visit is used in Genesis 21 and 1, in Exodus 13 and 19. Here, it refers to his sending the rain. His visitation is through sending the rain from Shemayim in their season. And so assuring, always faithful, always sure, assuring an abundant harvest. Pakata haretza wa te shokekeha rabata ta isharena pelege lohim aleimayim atakina diganam ki kena tikine ha. Here, with the river, peleg Elohim. This is a poetical phrase for rain, Hebraically speaking, the Peleg Elohim, the river, the stream of Elohim, of the Creator, descends from a heavenly, a higher source, and that is full of water, the Peleg Elohim, Malei Mayim, her, enriching her, not it. Thou prepare them, Diganam, increase, for so thou preparest her. For so preparest the eye her. You prepare her. Tikane tikine ha. The her, the ha, in the Hebrew, the ha, is the earth. This is feminine in the Hebrew with the ha at the end of those words, ha. For example, pakad taharet wa tishokeke ha, ha. Water is her. Calling her desire water. Rabata ta'ishare na, na, ha, na, da, na, there. Enriching her. Peleg Elohim ale mayim takin diganam. And here, ki came for so. Tekine ha, you prepare ha. Here, here, here. The Yod verse, the 10th verse, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech. Hey, thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrow thereof, the thereof is of her. Thou makest it her soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof, the springing of her. Right? So here, settlest, causes rain to descend into, makest, dissolvest, dissolvest her. Cause her to dissolve. Te lameha, te lameha, te lameha, her ridges. Te lameha, rawe, rave, rawe, na cheta, ge dudeha, bi ribibim, bi ribibima, me mogage na, simaha, Te barek, simcha, te barek, te barek, blessing. Thou waterest the ridges of her abundantly. Te lamei ha, her ridges, rawe, raweya nachet, rawe nachet, rawe, rava, to satisfy, right? Abundantly, right? Abundantly, satisfying. Her abundantly nahat settles, settles the furrows of her furrows. Ge dudeha, nahet ge dudeha. Bi ribibim, bi ribibim. Bi ribibim, right? The ribibim, the ribibim. Here we have the ribibim. Right, the showers, Rabib, Rabib. Rabib is like copious nuff showers, heavy showers. The heavy showers, the Rabib. Here we have B and Ribibim in showers. Te Mogegena, Te Mogegena. You make her soft. You cause her to be moog, moog. You cause her to melt, to almost faint, you know, with the showers. B Ribibima ta. Mogegena simachah, simachah, her springing, simach, her sprout, her branches, her growth, her springing, simach, tibarek, tibarek, empowered to prosper. The verse here graphically describes the effect of the former rain of late autumn and winter. Here in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 14 brings that out. That it has upon the soil. The ridges are the furrows. The soil had been plowed up and the seeds scattered, but man them, humanity's labor, it needs the heaven sent, the Shemayim sent rain if a bountiful harvest is to ensue. The furrows, the ridges, the earth thrown up by the plow between the furrows, they need to be secure so that the rain flows along and thoroughly moistens the seed, chaverim. Here, here, the Yod, Yud Aleph verse right here. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and the thy paths drop with fatness. Itarta, itarta shenat, crowneth the year. Itarta shenata tovateka. Tobateka, with thy goodness, Tobateka, Ua mae galeka, Umae galeka, and thy paths, Umae galeka, Yira ifuna tashen, Yirifun, Yirifun, dashen, drop with fatness, with the deshen, the dashen. What do we have here? Thou crownest, thou hast crowned, it our top. The eye has crowned Shenat, the year. Thou crownest the year with beautiful crops. Thy paths drop, Uma Galeka, Yerefuna Dashen, drop of fatness. This is a bold image of Elohim's passing over the land and sprinkling the later rain that ensured a rich harvest. The old bait, 12 verse right here, they drop the pastures of the wilderness and the little hills rejoice on every side, are girded with joy. Rejoice or are girded with joy. Yerefua neot midabar wegila gibaot tachgorna. Here. They drop the pastures of the wilderness and the little hills, the gibaota tachgorna. Right, they rejoice on every side. Here we have the midbar. The midbar. Right here, we have the midbar. The midbar is the wilderness. Now, midbar doesn't always denote barren soil, but may signify open tracts of country as distinct from cultivated land. To the midbar, open tracts of country, cattle are driven for pasture. Here, too, the effects of the rain are noticeable because they do drop with fatness. Wigil, Givaota Tachgorna, with fatness. The hills with the vines and the trees growing on their slopes. Here, to the culminating verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Hey. Here we have the Yod Gimel. Verse right here, the 13th verse. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. Lavshu Karim. Lavshu, their clothes. Karim. The plumpness. Hatson, the flocks. Labshua karima latson wa emakima ya'atfu bar yitaro'u afa yashiru af, yes, for sure, af yashiru, yes, they certainly burst out in song, yes, they sing, are clothed with flocks. Labshu, they are clothed karim hatson with the plumpness of flocks. They are so numerous with their wool that their wool appears to form a garment over the meadows. Like there's so much hatson, flocks, that it, like looking at the meadows look like they are dressed in wool because of the numerous and the plumpness of the wool. The valleys are covered over with corn. Wa imakima ya'atfu bar. Right? Atufu bar. And here they shout, Yitaro e'u, Yitaro'u, like a terua, a shout, Yitaro'u, Afa yashiru, and for sure, Af yashiru. They shout, yeah, hallelujah, for joy. Here, a comparison with Psalm 96, around about the 12th, the 11th, the 12th verse, right there. Here, a harvest tune, a harvest hymn right here, Chavarim. So till some more. So Hebraically here on the till some more, you know, here as we're working our way to the latter harvest, the last three feast festivals, comes the third time, right, the Shilosh Regalim, and it's the latter harvest at the end of the year. So right
Mizmor Samech Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid Shir לך דומיה תהילה אלוהים בציון ולך ישולם נדר שומע תפילה עדיך כל בשר יבואו דברי עוונות גברו מני בשענו אתה תחפרם אשרי תבחר ותקרב ישכון חצריך נשבעה בטוב ביתך קדוש איכלך נוראות בצדק תעננו אלוהי ישענו נפתח כל קצווי ארץ וים רחוקים מכין הרים בכוחו נעזר בגבורה משביח שעון ימים שעון גליהם והמון לאומים ויראו יושבי קצוות מאותותיך מוצאי בוקר וערב תרנין פקדת הארץ ותשוקקיה רבת תעשרנה פלג אלוהים מלא מים תכין דגנם תכן תכיניה בלמיה רבי נחת גדודיה ברביבים תמוגגנה שמחה תברך עיטרת שנת טובתך ומעגליך ירעפון דשן ירעפו נאות מדבר וגיל גבעות תחגורנה לבשו חרים הצון ועמקים יעטפו בר יתרועעו אף ישירו
חברים, brothers and sisters and brothers, may Shomea Tefillah, the hearer of prayer, hear your prayers, your Tefillah, accept your Tehillah, you know, and the praise by Shem Yeshua always, brothers and sisters. Laila Tov, those in the Laila time, night time, Boker Tov, you know, and have a Yom Tov, looking forward, forward, forward. Yeshua Shalom. Yesu Salam, Negu Salam, Yeshua Shalom. Yes, I asked for it.